government of the UAE. As I'm sure you probably know, President Trump and his family have done a very brisk business with the UAE over the last few years. There was the $500 million that Sheikh Tahnoun, the UAE's national security advisor and brother of the president, invested in World Liberty Financial, which is the Trump family crypto venture, right before the president's inauguration. There was the $2 billion in World Liberty's stablecoin that Sheikh Tahnoun used to invest in Binance, a deal that effectively handed World Liberty $2 billion in cash at the same time that the United States government relaxed our export controls on high-end AI and chips to UAE companies. And now, I understand that the UAE is looking for a swap line. The war in Iran has already cost us dearly. In my view, it's been a huge mistake, made us less safe and a lot worse off. In addition to lives lost, we're talking about over $1 billion a day in taxpayer money. We're talking about higher gas prices, higher prices overall. And now we understand that the UAE is asking you to provide them a swap line through the Exchange Stabilization Fund. Mr. Secretary, can you talk about this request and whether or not you expect to support it?
Senator, I would dispute much of what you early said and any linkages to this swap line. Many of our Gulf allies have requested swap lines. You would have just read about the UAE, and swap lines, whether it's from the Federal Reserve or the Treasury, are to maintain order in the dollar funding markets and to prevent the sale of the U.S. assets disorderly way. So the swap line would both benefit the UAE the U.S., and as I said, numerous other countries, including some of our Asian allies, have also requested them.